clean new, who likes nice, clean, new, brand new notebooks? I think New Year's are a bit like nice, clean, new notebooks. It's nearly the new year. Today is the last Sunday of 2018, and on Tuesday it'll be the first day of 2019. The year ahead is like a clean notebook. And we like that because there haven't been any mistakes or blotches or sad things happen in it yet. And perhaps that's why on the first day of the year, people like to make New Year's resolutions. Promises about the year ahead. Some promise that they're going to start a new fitness regime. They're going to go to the gym every day. Or they're going to do a jog every week. Some say they're going to give up puddings for the whole year. What I'd like us all to start with a resolution, a promise, a fresh start. But it's not a promise or a fresh start by us. We all know that promises we make are hard to keep and we just feel worse when we break them. Now, this is a promise by God. And it's much better than any promise we could make. And I'm going to show you why. But first, I'd like Hannah to come to the front and read Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. Can you stand there and read it, please?
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors.
You might need to start again. Okay. Keep loud, loud. Keep going.
I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
Well done, thank you very much. So Jeremiah 31:31, that's an easy reference to remember. Can you say it out loud with me? Jeremiah 31:31, spoken 700 years or so before Jesus came, God made this promise through the prophet Jeremiah, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and the people of Judah. There it is. God says, I'll make a new covenant. Now, if you've been to a wedding, hands up if you've been to a wedding. You will have heard two people make a covenant, a binding promise with one another. Covenants are agreements. And when God says, I'll make a new covenant with you, it's like him saying, I'm going to start again. Start afresh with you. God says, I will start again with you, my people. Why does God need to start again with his people? Well, what happened the first time? Look at the next verse. He says, the new promise won't be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant. Okay, this covenant we're looking at is going to be three things. The first thing it's going to be is unbreakable. The second thing is going to be one-sided. And the third thing, it's going to be about forgiveness. So the first thing, it's going to be unbreakable. The last time God made a promise with the people he'd rescued, they broke the covenant. They didn't keep their side of the promise. God had said, I'm going to rescue you, and then I'm going to give you a way to live that'll be good for you. Only they didn't live the way God wanted them to live. They broke God's covenant. So the first thing about God's covenant is that it won't be broken. It'll be unbreakable. I've got a couple of broken things here. These things keep breaking. Can you see where this racket is broken? There. Can you see? It's smashed. It was only 3 days old when it broke. This one's broken somewhere else. Not quite as badly, but it is. Up there, it's cracked. It gets expensive when things break. Happily, Vinod just gave me a fixed one. All right. I also had a watch when I was about 12. It was plastic, and it said G-Shock on it, and it was really strong, and it lasted for about 3 years until the strap broke. So I put a new strap on it, but then the battery died. So they put a new battery in, but the water got in because the seal was broken. So it only lasted another 6 months. This watch lasted 10 years, but it's broken. You can hear something rattling inside it. Lots of things break. Have you ever had anything unbreakable? If you do find something that lasts and lasts and no amount of wear and tear will break it, then it's really, really precious. God says he will make a new promise with his people and it'll be unbreakable. Well, the next song is about God. It tells us how big he is. He's so big it's like he could hold the oceans in his hands. Who's been to the sea recently? I went to the beach about 2 days ago. It's huge. I can hold a few drops of water in my hand. This song is about a God who's so big, it's like he can hold the whole oceans in his hand. So let's stand and sing. Who has held the oceans in his hand? Please do sit down. So God's covenant is going to be unbreakable, unlike my squash rackets or watches, unbreakable. But it's also going to be one-sided. Ooh, didn't mean to do that. It's also going to be one-sided. The thing about agreements between two people is that if either one of them break it, then the covenant is broken. So if I agreed to meet you at the Linton Way wreck at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I didn't go, it would be my fault that it would be broken. But it would be broken. If you didn't come, well, it'd be your fault that it was broken, but it would still be broken. You see, two people normally make a covenant. But that's the problem with human beings. We are no good at living God's way. He said, I will be your God, and then he's given us a good way to live. That's our side of the covenant, and we don't keep it. We break the covenant. The only way God can make a covenant unbreakable would be for him to keep all of it. You could say a one-sided covenant, and that is what he does. Look at verse 33. Just read it with your children. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and on their hearts. I'll be their God and they will be my people. So you see, somehow God is going to make it that we know what God wants and we want to do what God wants with our hearts. That means we won't forget and we will be able. God will do something amazing to make it possible for us to live God's way so we won't break his covenant anymore. Do you see how it's one-sided? God's going to do all the work. We won't be able to break it. That's amazing. It'll be unbreakable because it's a one-sided covenant. Does that sound too good to be true? Sound impossible? How can God make an unbreakable covenant? Well, the first answer is that he keeps both sides of it by himself. On his side, he says, he will be their God. That's his side of it. And on our side, he says, I'll make it so that we'll know what God wants and we'll be able to do it. That's our side. So God's doing both sides. Does that mean that there'll be people who won't ever do anything against God? that he'll make it so people always tell the truth and never steal and are always kind and are always generous. Well, I know the world isn't like that, and nor is the church. Look at verse 34, just at the end of the verse. We haven't got time to look at the beginning, but just the end of verse 34. God has said he'll make a new covenant that'll be unbreakable. It'll be one-sided. He'll be doing all of it. And end of verse 34, it'll be possible because God will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. He doesn't say that the people won't sin or they won't ever be wicked. No, he says that they will. And when they do, he will forgive them. So this is a covenant about forgiveness. The new covenant will be unbreakable. It'll be one-sided. And the way it'll work is that God will forgive us our sin. No longer will the covenant be breakable by us sinning, because God will have built into it a way for us to be forgiven when we do sin. Who can tell me what that is a picture of? Anybody know what that is? Thomas. It is a life jacket. And it's one of those ones you get on aeroplanes, which I've never had to put one on, but I'm told there is one under your seat. And they show you them and they put them on, the air hostesses, and they show you that they have something built into them. What is built into every life jacket? A whistle. There it is. That is a whistle. In fact, just so that you won't forget it, are you ready? It'd be good if you were in the water and you wanted to get someone's attention, that you had a whistle. Life jackets have whistles built into them. God's promise has forgiveness built into it. Bigger and better than a whistle, it is forgiveness. Can you turn, just as we finish, to Luke chapter 22? Luke chapter 22. And if you've got questions, be thinking of them now, because we're going to have a bit of time for questions at the end. Luke 22. It's the bit where Jesus is having his last supper with his best friends and telling them all about what it's about to happen to him. He's told them he is going to be killed and rise again. And they're scared. He said he'll come back to be with them. But the amazing, wonderful thing is in verse 20. The amazing, wonderful thing is in verse 20. Remember, we've been talking about the promise God made of a new covenant. Look at verse 20. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So Jesus had a cup with wine in it. He'd poured wine into it, and he was about to give it to all his disciples so that they could have a sip. And he said something amazing. This is the cup of the new covenant, which is my blood poured out for you. Now that's odd. He was holding a cup and he was saying it was a promise. And the reason he was doing that is because he was saying it's a symbol. The wine in this cup that has been poured out is like my blood, which is going to be poured out for you, so that you could be forgiven. That's how God makes an unbreakable covenant with us. It's one-sided, and it's about forgiveness. His blood was how the new covenant was going to work. He was going to be able to forgive us because the punishment for your sin and mine was going to be taken by Jesus. It was going to be unbreakable, one-sided, about forgiveness, because God himself in his Son was going to die in our place. And when Jesus takes our sin on himself and he dies, it means that we don't have to. Now that is the best New Year's promise you're ever going to hear. But I want to know if you've remembered it. You looked at the screen. If God has made that new promise for us, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe it or not? If you'll believe it, then you will want to live God's way. You will choose to live God's way. You'll be given power to live God's way. And when you fail, you'll be forgiven. Isn't that amazing? What could be better than that? Why not talk to your parents about it afterwards? Okay, it's a new covenant about forgiveness because Jesus died for us. Okay, who can remember where the verse in the Old Testament that tells us about a new covenant is from? The prize is this. Hands up if you know where it's from. Phoebe's got her hand up first. That's nice and loud. Okay, you're allowed to compete with Phoebe now if you can tell me three things about the promise. Hands up if you know. Phoebe, you're allowed to put your hand up as well. Thomas and Phoebe both put their hand up. And Stephen. Okay, because Phoebe had first go, if she gets it wrong, it's going to be Stephen second. Okay, three things about the covenant God has said. A new covenant. It's going to be. Yes. Yes, then this is for you. Come and have a new, lovely, clean notebook. Well done, Phoebe. One-sided, about forgiveness, and unbreakable. Has anybody got any questions? Any questions about that? Think carefully before you put your hand up. If you've got a good question, I'm happy to have a go at answering it. Often it's young people who ask good questions. No, I'm not sure there is one there.
If you love something which you like, you can give it away if you want to.
That's what I did. I gave it away, my lovely, nice book, because I wanted people to remember about God's promise. Anybody else got a question? Miser Stedman's on form this morning. This is risky. Richard is shaking his head. I think we'll let you off. Let me pray for us, and we're going to hand back to Peter. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, at the beginning of a new year on Tuesday, please help us to rejoice in your new covenant that's unbreakable. It's one-sided and it's about forgiveness. Thank you for Jesus. Please help us to live in grateful praise of you in 2019. Amen.